This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's one cab fare you're not going to be splitting with friends anytime soon. The on-demand car service Uber. It's got that smartphone app that finds where you are, gets you a car, and drops you off without you even needing to take out your wallet. It's apparently worth something near $3.5 billion, 10 times plus or minus what it was worth just a year and a half ago. Ina Fried is a senior editor at All Things D, which broke this story. Ina, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Kai.
$3.5 billion sure seems like a lot of money for this company, no?
It is. I mean, I think it's reflective of just how quickly this has caught on in this idea of using new technology to disrupt existing industries.
Which I get, but still, this is basically a brokerage, right? They are the middle person, if you will, between drivers and people seeking rides. It's not like they're making anything tangible.
It is, and it's really interesting because we think of the internet and mobile technology as disrupting middlemen, of directly connecting people, and in this case, they're adding a middleman.
We know this, it should be said, by some securities filings, but they have not officially confirmed, right? Uber has not confirmed.
They haven't. We've reported both from sources and from a Delaware filing that they've raised this money from TPG and Google Ventures, and also some other details on just how well the business is doing.
Are you impressed that they're getting money from Google Ventures? Does that sort of give an imprimatur, if you will?
Well, and this is one of the reasons that people are speculating there's more to this. You know, if we look out a little bit at the future of transportation, there is this notion that some futurists, including some at Google, have put forth that eventually we might not even need to own cars ourselves, that really cars should be an on-demand service for all. So not just the occasional taxi, but also just when you need a car that, you know, you don't need a SUV most of the time, but there are times that you do. And really, that car should be available on demand. So this could be a bet on a future far bigger than hailing a taxi or getting a town car.
And not only that, but if Google's involved, we won't even need drivers for those cars.
Exactly. I mean, there is this notion that wouldn't it be great if cars just sort of drove around until someone needed them. You wouldn't need parking. They could park in driveways. And, you know, then when you needed them, they were available, that it would be far more efficient than this notion where we all own a car and we use it a small percentage of the time and it's taking up space, et cetera.
Uber's confrontation, shall we say, with regulators, specifically taxi cab regulators in a couple of big cities, have been well documented. Is there a downside here that this might all come to naught, or have we crossed that, you know, that threshold?
No, I think it's very much still a question mark of how should services like Uber be regulated? Should they be treated like a taxi? Should they follow the same rules? And I think we're going to see a lot of these battles. There's another service that lets you rent a car that someone else is going to park at the airport.
Yeah.
And they're getting competing from the rental car company. So I think a lot of these have open questions of how they should be treated.
Yeah. Ina Fried, she's a senior editor at All Things D. Ina, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai. Happy to talk anytime.